I find it very difficult to stay with the breath after 15 to 20 minutes, and the mind will be very bored with the breath and cannot stay with it. Could you advise what is a good meditation for an easily restless mind? This is so even after I practice meditation every morning for several years now. One of the things is how are we holding it in terms of how are we holding the meditation object? And whatever it is, whether it's the breath or butoh or body contemplation or loving kindness, you know, whatever, or reflections on nitya, dukkha, anatta. Those are all, how do you say, right meditation objects, but how do we hold it? Because we can be, if we hold it in a way, say, okay, I have to pay attention, I've got to be mindful of my in-breath, mindful of my out-breath, I have to be mindful, just that burden of having to watch the breath all the time, that's boring. I mean, but it's not so much that the breath is boring, it's our attitude that makes it burdensome. I have to do this. I've got to keep that breath in mind in order for me to be a successful meditator. And of course, if you don't, the other side of that is if I don't, then I'm a failure. So it's a, but it's more like, how do we, it comes back to that quality of wholesome desire, chanda, that which also one of the ways I've translated it is as interest. How does one initiate and maintain an interest in the meditation object? How does one hold it in different ways, and then also having different options in terms of using the paying attention to the breath at different points, paying attention to the breath in terms of the actual sensation, paying attention in terms of how we're experiencing it, paying attention in terms of integrating it with maybe a visualization of light accompanying it with buddho or anything else. So it's like being a little bit creative in saying, well, how can this be interesting? And how can I experience this? What are other feelings associated with the breath? So it's learning how to explore it rather than trying to conceive of what I should be doing and then trying to fulfill that. That gets tiresome after a while. One has to learn how to be a bit creative with working with the meditation and working with the breath. And certainly you think in terms of how did the Buddha teach mindfulness of breathing? I mean, there's 16 steps of mindfulness of breathing. So it isn't just sort of sitting there watching the breath go in and out. There's all sorts of contemplations, investigations that are associated with the breath as a say, as a basis or as a bit of a foundation. So that, just taking a bit of interest in the attitude that how we're holding, how we're conceiving of what we should be doing, and relax around that a bit, and learn how to, learn how to enjoy mindfulness of breathing, enjoy the meditation, whatever meditation one's doing. That's a really important point of meditation practice is how does one hold it in a way that is conducive to enjoyment, to delight, because there's a in the Buddha's teachings there's a recurring excuse me, there's a recurring sequence of states of mind as one develops the path, and some of it's in application to the meditation, some of it is through cultivation of virtue, some of it is through faith or devotion, but they all feed into a starting point or a point of what the Buddha calls delight, pamoja, and then with delight as a basis, and there's a arising of joy, of bhiti, and then with bhiti as a basis, there's the arising of pasati, of tranquility. And then with tranquility as a base, the arising of sukha, of happiness. And with happiness as a basis, there's a rising of samadhi. And in some of the suttas, the Buddha actually stops at that point and emphasizes the happy mind is easily settled, is easily concentrated. So the happy mind easily experiences samadhi. So that the sense of learning how to nurture the qualities of a wholesome happiness. So that's a part of our mindfulness training, mindfulness of breathing. How to do it so that it doesn't turn into a boring chore that one feels one has to do. That is sort of, when one does the meditation, that one picks up an enthusiasm and kind of exploration. Oh, what am I going to learn today? And that's a whole different attitude. So then when the mind is kind of happy to stay with the breath,